This is Johnny Erickson Tata with an important message to share with you today. For years, you have always been so faithful to pray for me, especially for my health. In fact, I have used this platform to tell you about various health challenges I face as a quadriplegic, but today, I bring before you a new concern. Earlier this week, I learned I have breast cancer, and next week, I'll be undergoing tests, having surgery, and moving forward with treatment. Now, I know this comes as unexpected and, yes, alarming, but you've often heard me say that our afflictions come from the hand of our all-wise and sovereign God, and although cancer is something new, I want to assure you that I am genuinely content to receive from the Lord whatever He deems fit for me, even if it is from His left hand. Better from His left hand, right, than no hand at all. Yes, the word cancer is startling, but rest assured, Ken and I are utterly convinced that God is going to use this to do something big, to stretch our faith, brighten our hope, and strengthen our witness to others, especially at Johnny and Friends. You see, we've always prized the ministry God's given Johnny and Friends to people facing a variety of disabilities, everything from autism to Alzheimer's, from spina bifida to spinal cord injury, but now we can add to that special list cancer. For years, I have hoped that my quadriplegia might encourage people struggling with cancer, but now I have a chance to truly empathize and journey alongside, affirming that God's grace is always sufficient for whatever the disease or disability. Cancer is a word that can strike fear in people's hearts, and maybe that's why the most oft-repeated phrase in the Bible is, do not fear, right? But I hold fast to those Spirit-blessed words and the Word of God from Psalm 62, which says, God alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My oncologist tells me that, what with all the recent advancements in research, treatments for breast cancer are so much more successful than even 2 years ago. But the real point of this message today is, yes, to alert you of this new development, but mainly to ask you to pray. Please join me and my husband, my family, my friends, in praying that the treatment I am currently undergoing will be successful. Pray that God will pour out grace upon grace to Ken, to me, that will not cave into fears or doubt. And for updates, well, we'll be posting all the latest news at Johnny's Corner on our ministry website at johnnyandfriends.org. I'm also posting there a very wonderful article by my friends Dr. John Piper and David Pallison, both of whom are cancer survivors. It's called Don't Waste Your Cancer. And friend, I cannot begin to describe how empowered and encouraged I have been by their insights in this special article. For years, I've given it to friends with all kinds of disabilities, not just cancer, but now, well, John Piper's and David Pallison's insights about cancer have a pretty personal meaning for me. So, there you have it, breast cancer. But I say it without fear and trembling. I say it with confidence, knowing that God only does things for my good, things which will further His kingdom, things which will cause us to lean even harder on Him. After all, each one of us already knows how good our wonderful Savior, our blessed Jesus, always is to see us through any and every challenge. So thank you for praying, friend, and I'll see you later today on Johnny's Corner at johnnyandfriends.org.